Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of All By the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
And I'm Alessandra.
And today, we are talking about another Oscar-nominated film. You guys get a pattern here? Anatomy of a Fall.
Yes, this one is a French film,
it seems. Yeah.
I think it's a multiple kind of, you know, multiple countries movie, but the, I believe that the director Justine Triet is French, so I think it's based in France, so it's basically like that.
Yeah, and so this one got nominated for Best Picture. Okay.
Yes, and Best Director.
Oh yeah, and Lead Actress.
Yes, I'm just gonna read them all because, you know, we're here, we're talking about it.
Might as well.
Yes, Best Picture, directing, actress for Sandra Huller, and screenplay, Best Original Screenplay, and film editing.
Yeah, wow. I mean, I get it. This movie was filmed, was edited very well. This movie was fucking with my head, dude.
Yeah, it's like a thriller, kind of like murder mystery-esque, just following the aftermath of this death of this husband who supposedly fell off of his house balcony and either was murdered or fell by suicide or fell by accident. And there's just like a murder trial with his wife. And yes. That's the movie.
Yes, the movie literally starts with the murder. So we have, mm-hmm. I mean, with the death. Well, with the death.
The death, yes.
The death. Let's, there we go. And we don't know anything else. I mean, we see like this interview kind of happening. And then the son goes for a walk with takes his dog for a walk and then comes back and sees that his father is dead, and yes, the wife gets is a suspect and she's taken to trial, and we kind of get little bits and pieces of information throughout the movie of like what might have happened, what these two people were going through, like mentally and just within their lives, and what was stressing them out and stuff, and it was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Truly, really amazing performances. Very realistic kind of movie, too. Really felt just very matter of fact, kind of like there's really no music that is not diegetic in some way. So it's just kind of like true to life. As if this might have happened to somebody, and just kind of like the cross examination of them and like trying to figure out how to convict them of murder by just like attacking them in every which way.
Yeah, I will admit that some parts of the trial were kind of pissing me off because they were
absolutely
working a lot off of assumptions, because again we have one person who is dead and cannot defend themselves. And so we're just going off of assumptions and hearsay and
book characters and stuff that she's written. And it's like, what?
Yeah, she's a writer. And so she writes kind of based off of her life. And so they're like micro analyzing her based on the character she writes. And it's like, You can't.
That's not. You can't do fiction. I know they say it a lot, but it's just, it's wild. It's.
But they're submitting it as evidence. Like, it's
I know. You know, what really, really was getting me about this movie was those serious differences, and I'm sure that it is very much exaggerated, but the serious differences between the French court system and the, like, American justice system that we have come to know from many, many court dramas in our lives, right? Like,
yeah,
we have seen so many court dramas, and so for this one to be a court drama, but the French court, which was like a different style of cross-examination and examination, like when they would bring up a witness, they were like, the prosecution and the defense was like able to talk to this witness at the same time, and then they could like ask questions of the defendant while like they could have a conversation but with each other while they're on the stand, while one of them is just sitting like in the round. It is so weird. Like, the way it works in America is not like that. There's two people having a conversation. It's, you know, the prosecutor or the defense, like, interviewing somebody. And no one else can speak. It's like, that's it. You know?
Yeah.
Which is just not the way it was. So it was kind of interesting. They just, like, pick a topic, like, one aspect of the murder, right? Like, you know, the fall, let's say, like the actual fall, like people could like talk about this ad nauseum and just like kind of fight about it. It was just like, what?
Yeah.
It's like not presenting facts. It's like presenting ideas.
Yeah. Like the two different ways they were saying that Samuel fell. It was like, he was struck, and then that's how the blood got there. It's like, but no, he fell, and then he spun, and then that's how the blood. It's like these three little splatters of blood. Mm-hmm. That like aren't there divisions of like certain criminal justice departments that actually analyze that stuff, like blood splatter.
Well, and they had angles
of things.
But like happening. The defense picked their own person, and then the prosecution picked their own person. So like they chose, and they hand chose the experts. It wasn't like the court chose the expert, and the court had to, and the expert just came on there.
But to
as
basically
an
spin
party.
It to their story.
Yes, and they spun it to their story. It's very weird. Like, that's not how it works here. Like, you know, they'll go, and whoever is the, you know, forensics team will not give any indication as to their bias. They'll just they'll state the facts. Like that is what they'll do in a drama here in America. I've never been in a court, so I can't tell you how it is in real life, but it's like, you know.
Yeah, we only know what we've seen on TV and movies.
Yes. So I think that's kind of, I don't know, like another reason why the analysis in a movie form was very appealing, because we get to have these kind of fight conversations, like arguments, debates, if you will.
Yeah.
Presented to us. And it's very intriguing, which is just kind of, you know, seeing the different sides and seeing the different sides of this main actor and this main person, Sandra.
Yeah. And just, and the overall vibe of this movie was just so eerie. Like, you're in this like mountain chalet house that's like getting renovated, and there's just snow all around
everywhere,
and you're isolated, and it's just, you're alone, like, it's so scary. Oh my god, the scene that will live forever in my head rent free is the was the audio of the fight. Oh my god, that part freaked me
so
the fuck
good.
Out.
It was so good.
Freaked me out, like. And it's crazy. You just have this audio of this fight, and the way that it sounds, like the when you're listening to it, you're like, these two people were like just beating each other up, but then she's like, no, he threw some stuff off the table, and I threw a glass against the wall, and it's like, this is not what it sounded like.
And she slapped him, And then he, like, hid himself.
Yeah, he was hitting himself.
And all those things are absolutely possible. It just sounded so dramatic. Because it was a fight.
It was horrifying. Yeah. It was like,
and the acting in that scene was amazing. Like,
it was so good.
This actress, Sandra Huller, is, like, incredible. Like, that scene was her really showing her chops. It was great.
Exactly. She was so good. And she was so good, like, in the courtroom scenes, too. Like, and so was Milo, however you pronounce his name, the kid that plays Daniel. He was so good, too.
Yes. Oh, my amazing. God. Like, so he was their blind son who...
Like, partially blind or something.
Yeah, he was partially blind.
Almost fully. Like, he had to hold something. Yeah. Like, he was reading something. He had to hold something very close to his eyes, like, in order to see... in order to read it.
Yeah. And you could kind of tell that because he went out on a walk with the dog in the beginning. And he had those big, you know, big shades, big glasses that are really, really dark. That, like, cover up a lot of your face. So you could kind of see him, and he was kind of being led by his dog. Snoopy, right?
Yes. Snoop or something. Snoop. Yeah.
Another scene that lives rent free in my head is when poor Snoop, he ate the aspirin and he was on the ground.
When he fed him like 8 to 10 aspirin, I was like, what are you doing? You're trying to kill your dog. Jeez.
That dog was also a great actor.
I know. I was like trying to say, I was like, is this a puppet or is this dog actually like playing dead right now? Like,
I think it was a real dog. I think that dog was just acting.
Oh my gosh.
Acting awards should be a thing.
Dog actors, man.
Yes. Great dog.
Yeah.
He's the new Jenny the Donkey, I'm telling you.
Oh, yes. Jenny the Donkey.
Oh, man. Yeah, the kid was really good. And I don't think in real life he is blind, so he had to wear contacts.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah. But his, like... role in this kind of it was aggravating because he had to make a like actual like dire choice kind of by the end of the movie where like it was destroying him that he didn't know how his dad died, and like his dad, it kind of came out that his dad did all of his schooling for him, basically. Like, he only went to school for like 2 days a week, and his dad like homeschooled him for the rest of it. The dad was like the stay-at-home dad, and the mom was like the working parent, and so the relationship that he had with his dad was like stronger than the one he had with his mom, and he just like could not grasp it. He was like deep in grief, but also just like kind of in a pressure situation where he has to say exactly what he remembers about the murder and or the death, and like if he heard his parents fighting and they have to like play that, like, you know, the song by 50 Cent like really loud again so they can hear it in the house and see if he could hear his parents fighting.
Yeah, and the investigators were just like adamant that he knows all the answers, and it's like he's just a kid, like he doesn't.
And he like misremembered something, but did he? You know, it's like, did he misremember it? He can't see, so like, how much is he reliable as somebody who loves his mom and also loves his dad, but still it's like he doesn't want to incriminate his mother.
Yeah. No, he did not. And and it's crazy that I think even still by the end the movie, like, even though Daniel testifies once and then he says that he remembers something else and he thinks it's important, and so he brings it to he testifies again. And he brings up this memory with his father in the car, and his dad was talking very much like he was maybe thinking about killing himself. And yeah.
It was heavily implied.
It's very heavily implied. And so the movie kind of ends on that note where it's kind of finally decided that it was a suicide, and that she gets acquitted. But it's like, it's still almost like you don't know.
I mean, the kid, so the person who's supposed to look after the kid,
Marge.
Yeah. Is supposed to look after him to make sure that he doesn't talk to his mom about the trial or anything or any kind of evidence or something.
Yeah. And or anyone else. Like, no one should be talking to him about the trial, yeah.
Absolutely. And he's a kid, so he can't be, you know, he can be persuaded and he has to be watched over. So she's there, and at one point he tells his mom to leave and he has to kind of make a decision. And he's like, how do I make this decision? And she's like, you have to decide if you believe that she did it or not. Like, you have to decide this. It's important for you. Like, you have to live with this. You're the one who has to live with this. And it's kind of, you know, when he does testify, he, you know, realizes that the dog with the throw up was happening. Okay, that happened. But still, like, the car sit, the conversation that he has at the end, it's like, did he really have this conversation with his son? Like, did this actually happen? Because it basically was the nail in the coffin to get his mother acquitted. And it's possible that never happened. Like, it's possible that he just didn't want his mom to go to jail for murdering his dad, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Or it was, yeah, or he misremembered it, really. And he was just kind of, you know, who knows? Who knows?
There wasn't enough evidence to prove that she did it. But there wasn't enough evidence to prove that she didn't. You know, it's like the perfect situation where there's really no answers. And they have to just kind of have the same conversation over and over again throughout the entire movie to like just kind of get down to the nitty gritty of who this woman really is. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, and you think you know who this person is, and then something else gets brought up, or so she says something, or a memory is brought up, and it's like, okay, maybe she's this, maybe she's not. It's.
Yeah.
It fucks with you. It fucks with
that fight was like so harsh on her too. Like it was a really heightened, like not a very good light that she was put in that scene. And does say that it's like it's crazy that she can just offend herself in court by just saying like straight up. She's just like, you can't judge somebody at their worst, like moments. They're not. People aren't just their worst moments. But it's like wild that she could say that in the middle of court. Like, she's defending herself, but like, do they even say that in regular court? They don't have the chance to say that. Their lawyers say it for them. You know?
Yeah. They can't say anything unless they're brought up to the stand.
I know. It's crazy. And she could just like say whatever she wanted, like all the time in this court.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
You know, thinking about this movie, it kind of made me think of this book I just read, Verity by Colleen Hoover. I read my first Colleen Hoover book and I and it deals with writers and it deals with writing exercises that like writers do. And it kind of does a very similar thing to this movie where it's like, oh, This information is uncovered and you don't really know the true personality of this person. Like, it's very interesting and very spooky. It was a very spooky book.
And the vibes were similar to this, where it's like,
yeah,
in that kind of thrillery zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Very much so. Very much so.
Yeah, it was very good. I liked it. I don't think I'd ever watch it again.
No, I don't think my brain can handle this again. And it's just, and it was very dramatic. Like for
it is.
For what it was. It was very dramatic. I need to know if there's any trivia about,
oh my God,
about Snoop actually pretending to be.
The first trivia is about Snoop.
For his role as Snoop, Border Collie Messi was awarded the Palm Dog at the 2023 Cannes Film Festival.
Oh my God.
Good job, Messi.
That is so funny because this movie got the Palme d'Or and Messi got the Palm Dog.
The Palm Dog. That's silly. That's very silly.
That's amazing. They should have written it like the way they write Palme d'Or, because that would have been good.
Yeah, they should have.
I'm screaming. I'm absolutely screaming. The director, Justine Triet, wrote the film for Sandra Hulier.
Oh, wow.
They were in, she did another movie with her called Sybil. That's crazy. It also had a lot of English. What?
It did. So it was like, so part of the story was Sandra was German and she marries Samuel, who's French, and I guess they lived in London for a little bit.
I think that's where they met.
Yes. And then they ended up moving to France and moving into their current home that they're renovating.
Which was his family home.
But then it was like a part of their situation. It was like she didn't really want to learn French, or she was like maybe struggling with it, or she just wasn't, her like her French wasn't very strong. And I guess she didn't make him learn German. So they both maybe knew English already, or learned English to meet in the middle.
I mean, I actually know a couple that's like that. That
really?
Okay. One of them speaks French and one of them speaks Turkish. And they both speak English to each other.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
But it seemed like Daniel mostly spoke French.
Yes. I mean, he could speak English too. But yeah. So it was like a really multilingual movie for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I did not expect. Like, I don't think that, because this movie wasn't nominated for international feature, it was only nominated for Best Picture, which I think is very interesting. I don't know why, but it's cool that other ones could get the win. But maybe they just didn't put it for international feature because they wanted to get Best Picture instead.
Maybe, because it also has to do with what they enter it as, right?
Well,
it's not just like, here's my movie, pick which nominations I should get. It's like I am nominating my movie for these things.
Yeah, which is crazy to me that it didn't get nominated for that. So they must have not entered it. I mean, it's like, I mean, maybe they just wanted, they were like, okay, well, we'll let another foreign film get it because we know that we're going to get a nomination for Best Picture, which is, of course, a very high praise for a foreign film. So.
Yes, indeed. I kind of like this one. The director did not tell Sandra whether her character was innocent or guilty. Rather, she told Hiller to act as if she was innocent.
Yeah, I saw that for sure. Absolutely.
So that's interesting.
That really, the scene that she had with her. So the other person who was really, really big in this movie was her attorney, who is an old friend. And they had that kind of shared history. So it was good because he could help her out. But he also was just asking her every question that he could. And she would stop him and she'd be like, do you even believe me? Do you believe me? And he's like, it does not matter what I think. Like, I'm gonna win this for you. Like, he's thinking, he's like thinking like other people would think about her. Like, that was a good line, because she's like, I didn't do this, and I didn't, you know, this. And he's like, think about what other people are gonna think of you. Like, you have to be very specific in the way that you say things to try and get yourself acquitted.
Because they are going to nitpick everything you say and try to get you to slip up and say something incriminating.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm looking at some more. The actor for Daniel, the son, was very hard to find. They looked for him for 4 months and came up with nothing, so they had to look again for 3 more months until they found Milo Machado Greiner. He went into intensive piano lessons to get ready for the shooting. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Wow. So that was actually him playing the piano? That was really good.
It was. And he had to wear those contacts. He really had to do a lot, this kid. He had to cry. It was truly a good performance.
This one's interesting. The ball bouncing down the stairs at the beginning of the film was difficult to get right. They needed the ball not to bounce too fast and roll out of frame. So they dipped it in a dog-friendly glue to slow the ball down. So that's interesting.
That is great. I love that they're like, gotta think about Snoop. Gotta think about Messi, the dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the dog was in it a lot. Quite a bit.
Such a cute doggy.
All right, any other trivia, or should I read the plot keywords and we get to the Metascore? Do you want to take a break?
I'm going to read this one last trivia and then we can take a break.
Okay.
All male witnesses favor the prosecution. The first blood expert, the psychiatrist, the policeman. And conversely, all the female witnesses favored the defense, the student, the second blood expert, and the exception, of course, being Daniel, who is blind as the symbol of justice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was quite the trivia.
Okay. Yes, you can read the, let's take a break. Okay, we are back. What are the plot keywords?
We've got courtroom drama, trial, law, snow, boy-dog relationship.
Okay.
There it is.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
This movie got an 86 Metascore with 43 positive, 1 mixed, and 0 negative reviews. It has 9 100s.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay. Let's go down. All the way down. So we've got The New Yorker gave it a 50. As the cinematic equivalent of an airport read, Anatomy of a Fall is adequate. Not brisk, but twisty. Not stylish, but unobtrusively informational. But the artistic failings are obvious and distracting throughout.
Well, I was with him in the beginning, but that second half of that comment, I wish that there were examples, because I don't know.
The artistic failings?
Yeah, I don't know what. Not exactly. I guess maybe it's just not that, like, interesting?
Like visually? Something was distracting. I don't know what. There was nothing that was, like, distracting me.
I thought that the editing was actually really good. Like, especially with the sound and the way that they. Yeah, like, in the example, that fight scene in the trial, like, showing part of the scene and then not showing the really intense part of the scene and just kind of hearing it.
Yeah.
Or, like, the end when she was getting, like, bombarded by all the press and, like, her Sam is just watching from, like, the TV, but, like, the press sounds were still going. It was really good. I'm going to read the 80 from The Independent. It says, "It's hard not to be drawn in. That's the trick of Anatomy of a Fall. Sandra is a fascinating one-woman puzzle box, thanks to largely to the strength of Hüller's performance."
Completely. Completely agree. She was fantastic.
Just so magnetic. Such a great actress.
What other stuff she's been in?
She's
in the Zone of Interest.
Oh my God, she is?
Yes.
Holy shit. That's going to probably win, too.
And why does Requiem sound familiar? Requiem? Requiem? Requiem?
Wasn't that nominated too at one point? I don't know. Probably not. Okay, we got to read 100.
Yes.
I'm going to read the playlist, which is the first one on here. It says, "Triet's breathtakingly intelligent and subtly perverse masterpiece takes the long way through the cold and the snow to address, in nuanced but never ambiguous terms, the ineffable an irreducible mystery at the heart of deep relationships between two partners, between parents and their children, between words and the world."
Wow. That was very nicely said.
Yes. Great job, Elena Lazic.
Very nice. Very nice. Zone of Interest is one of the ones we have to watch, right?
Yes, it is nominated for best international film, and it is supposed to be very good, so I would really like to watch it, I think.
Okay. Well, we will try and focus on that. All right. Anything else we would like to say about Anatomy of a Fall?
I'm all right.
All right. If anyone likes the murder mysteries, definitely check out this movie. It was very, very not fun, but, like, it was very engaging.
It's engaging. What? Yeah. Good screenplay.
Yeah. Yeah. If you enjoy this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and IMDb. We are also on Apple Music, Spotify, and Acast. Amazon Music. There we go. That's the word. if you'd like to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search Abba the Popcorn or Abba the Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.